It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So, late last week, astronaut Jim Lovell died at the age of 97.
I saw that, yeah.
Yes. So, he was an astronaut, naval aviator, test pilot, and mechanical engineer.
Whoa.
In 1968, as command module pilot of Apollo 8, he, along with Frank Borman and William Anders, became one of the first three astronauts to fly to and orbit the moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He then commanded, this is what he's more known for, is commanding the Apollo 13 lunar mission in 1970, which after a critical failure en route, looped around the moon and then returned safely to Earth.
Is that the one that said, Houston, we have a problem?
That is the one, yes. You might remember the movie also with Tom Hanks.
I do remember that, yeah.
So Lovell was selected to join NASA in 1962 as part of the agency's second round of astronauts. The group became known as the Next Nine.
Ah.
The new astronauts moved to the Houston area in October of 1962, and initially each of the astronauts was given 4 months of classroom instruction on subjects like spacecraft propulsion, orbital mechanics, astronomy, computing, and space medicine.
All of those seem right up your alley.
I'm not sure what space medicine is, but it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, it's probably like, you know, you get like, you take a teaspoon and you pour the stuff on the teaspoon, take it. On Earth, you could do that.
That's true.
Space, you can.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably how to do that.
I'm sure. Yeah.
In space.
Classes were for 6 hours a day, 2 days a week, and all 16 astronauts had to attend. There was also familiarization with the Gemini spacecraft, and then all kinds of survival training for different environments, including jungle survival training, desert survival training, and water survival training. I guess they were covering all their bases just in case.
Well, that's for when they come back down to Earth?
I guess so.
Okay.
Or maybe whatever they encountered up in space. I don't know.
Because they didn't know,
right?
Jungle out
they
there?
Didn't know
you
what
know.
The atmosphere is going to be like
right.
up there, right?
Right.
Following the precedent set by the Mercury 7, each of the next nine was assigned a special area in which to develop expertise that could be shared with the others and provide astronaut input to designers and engineers. And Lovell became responsible for recovery systems.
Oh.
Yes.
Right.
So Lovell was the first astronaut to make 4 spaceflights. His first 2 spaceflights, Gemini 7 and Gemini 12, were designed to demonstrate how humans could live in weightlessness and to test rendezvous and docking technologies that would be essential for subsequent space station operations. Mm. His next spaceflight, Apollo 8, launched in 1968, and it was the first crewed spacecraft to leave Earth's gravitational sphere of influence and the first human spaceflight to reach the moon.
Mm.
The crew orbited the moon 10 times without landing and then returned to Earth. The 3 astronauts were the first humans to see and photograph the far side of the moon and an Earthrise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
An Earthrise.
An Earthrise.
That's like the opposite of like a moonrise
That's
or a
right.
sunrise.
But the Earth.
The Earth
right.
rising.
His 4th and final space flight brought him the most fame. Apollo 13 launched into space on April 11, 1970, on a mission that was intended to be NASA's 3rd moon landing. But 55 hours, 55 minutes, and 4 seconds into the flight, disaster struck when one of the spacecraft's oxygen tanks exploded, causing another to fail, as Lovell and his 2 crew members, Jack Swigert and Fred Hayes, were about 200,000 miles from Earth.
Hey.
Over the next 3 days, NASA engineers and mission controllers executed a harrowing rescue that was lauded as one of the agency's finest achievements.
Mm.
The crew looped around the moon and returned safely to Earth on April 17th, and Lovell won praise for his steady leadership throughout the flight.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Good man.
Apollo's Flight 13's flight trajectory gave the astronauts the record for the farthest distance that humans have ever traveled from Earth.
Mm.
Yeah.
What a road trip.
Lovell is one of only 3 men to travel to the moon twice, but unlike the other 2, he never walked on it.
He
saw it, never walked on it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The beach got bragging rights.
Right. He accrued 715 hours and 5 minutes in space flights, and he retired from the Navy and the space program in March of 1973.
Mm.
He was a recipient of the Congressional Space Medal of Honor and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He also co-authored the 1994 book Lost Moon, on which the 1995 movie Apollo 13 was based, and he was played by Tom Hanks in the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also was featured in a cameo appearance in the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Playing somebody else.
Yes.
Oh.
He died on August 7th at his home in Lake Forest, Illinois, at the age of 97.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of life, huh?
Yep.
A lot of life. You picked out a record to go along with Jim Lovell, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I bet this was his favorite song.
I'd imagine so.
All of them. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. David Bowie, Space Oddity. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about astronaut Jim Lovell,
right,
who died last week at the age of 97.
Very sad. Long life, though. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Jim Lovell was the first astronaut to make four space flights.
As part of Apollo 13, he holds the record for the farthest distance that humans have ever traveled from Earth.
And he's one of only three men to travel to the moon twice, but he never walked on it.
He's got to be one of those guys, every time he goes to a dinner party, do you think people would come up to him and start talking about it? Or do you think when they were like, so what do you do for a living, Jim? And he's like, well, I'm an astronaut. And then tells the whole tale. It's quite a story.
It is quite a story.
And it's one of those you can't top. You know how there's those people that they hear a story, always have to top it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can't top Jim.
Not really, no.
Neil Armstrong would have the best shot at it.
Right.
But the Jim would be like, well, yeah, I went around the moon
many times. We almost died up there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, folks want to learn more about Jim Lovell, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, we stream this live every day at 4:10 on Facebook and catch the archives of it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner, the channel. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know we post new material up there. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Learned a lot about Jim Lovell. And during the break, we learned a little bit about bananas as well. That was off the air.
Exciting conversation.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
And we got traffic, we got weather, and at 5 o'clock, we're going to play the 5 o'clock feud.
Ooh.
And your chance to win, I forgot. Oh, here's a pair of tickets to Bonnie Raitt's CMAQ, August 23rd.
That'll be a good show.
So keep your radio and your telephone handy for your chance to play and win from Legends 102.7.
Farmers markets are overflowing.